I am not sure what this says about us, but I noticed that you save all the little cloth pouches that Crown Royal come in.
Whoa, that's cool, though.
You ever had the Crown Royal? Man, that's a tasty treat right there. And by the way, this is not an advertisement. They didn't ask us to talk about them. But from time to time, I do enjoy the Crown Royal. And I usually don't like sweet things, but they have a couple of flavors of Crown Royal.
Oh, my God, the peach is like money.
Apple, vanilla. They got a couple of great flavors. So, you know, sometimes you go to the store and you say, you know what? I'm going to pick me up a little Crown Royal. And we buy them and they get these little bags, these little cloth bags with Crown Royal on them. And I get the little drawstring.
They're good bags.
I had no idea that over the course of our living together, Rochelle has saved each and every one of these bags. There's a whole drawer in our house with nothing but these bags, but for one. One of them has made its way to, she has a dresser that she uses to get her makeup, and it's got all her, you know, her lady undergarments and all that sort of stuff. And I don't have anything to do with that, but I happened to see this on the dresser. She has a Crown Royal baggie with the drawstring on it, filled with her jewelry.
Yep. Nice.
It's my jewelry bag.
It's her jewelry bag.
Yeah. I actually worked at a restaurant and a girl had one of the smaller Crown Royal bags just as like a change bag.
Yeah.
As like a bracelet. And what do they call those? An anklet? What do they
call
it? A wristlet. That's what it was. Had to be one of them. That's amazing.
That's a good idea. They are really handy. I save them all because we move so much and they're really good to pack with.
It's a super bohemian look to use the recycled Crown Royal bag instead of a purse.
But it's really great as a jewelry. Well, first of all, I don't have a jewelry box. So there's your Christmas gift hint right there. Uh-huh. I don't have a jewelry, but they're great for traveling and putting your jewelry in because it keeps all the jewelry really protected because it's a thick bag.
So. And that's a fair point. But again, it gets me thinking what it says about us as people that, first of all, we have spare Crown Royal bags to use.
Lots of spare Crown Royal
bags. We have them to spare.
Yes.
And then secondly, that you don't have a proper purse or
jewelry pouch to travel with.
Right. Such that this is how you're using the Crown Royal bag.
I think there is nothing wrong with using the Crown Royal bag, and it says everything you need to know about me that's the bag that I use, does it not?
If you think there's nothing wrong with it, that probably indicates you have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely have a problem.
When you stop seeing what's wrong with the situation, that means there's a problem. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready and set for Wednesday, October the 27th, 2021. By the way, today, not only Wednesday, it is, of course,
Hump Day!
There it is.
That's a good one.
Look forward to that all week long. I really do.
I know you do, which is really sad.
I know that says
Hold on, real
probably.
Quick.
What's the matter?
Can we pause? I want to do something.
You want to do something? What?
Hump Day! Hump Day! Hump Day! Hump Day!
Oh, you found a fancy button, did you?
That's cool. Can you do that again?
Yeah, 1 second.
Hump Day!
Yeah.
We find these little... See, people don't know this about radio stations, but the engineers, you know, I think people understand an IT person. So, you know, the guy that handles all your computer stuff.
Sure.
We have guys like that at the radio station, and they always tell us DJs, now don't touch anything other than the buttons you need.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, all we want to do, like little babies.
Is touch the button.
Is touch the button you're not supposed to. And then we finally do, and we realize it does cool stuff like that.
See, it's funny because I think that is actually a guy thing. I really do, because me, when I see all of these buttons, I'm like, don't touch anything. Don't move a thing. I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to turn something on. I'm going to turn off the radio station. Like, I'm like, I'm not touching anything.
I think it goes both ways. Women love what they can't have, too. They always say that. Play hard to get. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe not when it comes to buttons.
I'm never worried about turning something on, so.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. Hey, it is Wednesday morning, and to get over the hump, just a little something we do. Have everybody write down stream of consciousness. You know, just ideas off the top of their head. We call these pre-coffee thoughts. So we see what comes out. Jigsaw. This is a nice Halloween one. Oh. Jigsaw, you know, from those movies.
Yeah.
Must have bought tape recorders in bulk. Do you want to play a game?
That's so creepy.
I wonder if I've gone my whole life with some amazing natural talent for something that I've never even thought about trying. That's true. Like, what if I'm great at baseball?
Okay.
What if I'm a terrific pumpkin carver? I told you, clowns, that I have never carved a pumpkin. What if I'm really good at it?
You might be. You're a good drawer, so you might be.
Obviously, this one was mine. Not naming fishing poles fish sticks was a missed opportunity for humanity. Being kissed while you sleep is one of the purest forms of love, unless you're in prison.
That's messed up.
We know who wrote this one. Ever wonder if janitors close the restroom to the public for cleaning? You know those little yellow signs?
Yeah.
So they can have a nice, long, uninterrupted work dump?
Ew.
Oh, I was a janitor at the mall. That's for sure what we do.
Gross.
Wait a minute. You were a janitor at the mall?
No, but...
No, why, just make that up?
Why would you make something up like that?
So I don't know. Just...
A hobby is really just an unpaid job that you give to yourself.
That's true.
I got all this work to do. I'm going to glue these wheels on the model car. Lullabies sung in German must be very scary and non-soothing for people that don't speak German.
Yeah, probably.
Rock up my baby in the kimono. In the menace.
Is that Russian?
That was German?
I don't know. This is really an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Yeah.
So Austrian.
Yeah. That was Austrian lullaby. You know what's great about Intern Vinny?
What?
Is that he says brilliant things every fifth thing he says.
That's very true.
The other four are mind-numbingly dumb
and
ridiculous and outlandish. And then he comes out with something thoughtful like that.
Yeah.
Life is 1% what happens to you and 99% how you respond to it. Well, that's irritating because...
It's true.
Yeah, and it sounds like some sort of inspirational quote.
We know who wrote that one.
Dr. Phil would say. A sincere I don't know is always a correct answer. What are these? These are so nice. This must be all you. This whole page is all Rochelle. But see, she types them so I can't see the handwriting.
It's true.
Oranges are the only fruit that comes pre-sliced by nature.
Isn't that kind? Oranges are gross, though.
Have you ever wondered if you bought milk from the same cow twice?
Whoa.
Why is it you feel the need to make noises when trying to be absolutely quiet?
I wanted to make so many noises.
Right.
I was holding it back.
Oh, here you go. Here's the out. You ready? Uh-huh. This day and age, adults probably get more spankings than kids do.
That's awful.
Oh,
that's
man.
Awful.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes, please.
Well,
weird.
There you go. There's pre-coffee thoughts. That's all I got. Anybody want to talk about anything else?
No.
I'm not going to top that.
I'm not going to top that.
Okay. On the way, it's a Halloween week on your He Said.
She Said.
So that'll be at 7:50 this morning, 7:29:20. It's hashtag mom
confessions.
Actually, I know what I wanted to bring up here. Vinny, you ever listen to music just to make yourself cry?
Actually, yes. Yes, I have. Back when I was in high school, actually. Freshman year. First love of my life. Or so I thought.
First love of your life, freshman year.
Yeah. She broke up with me.
Oh.
And I tell you, for about a week, I was listening to nothing but The Fray.
Oh, man.
I mean, I listened to every song. Songs I didn't even know The Fray had.
Your life was like a Dawson's Creek episode come to life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am amazed when you ask somebody, most people will say yes to this. So I'm not surprised that you say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Rochelle and I didn't know that either of us do this, but sometimes I'll be feeling moody, and I've got go-to songs that I listen to that make me cry.
Yeah.
And then she's got some, and then we found some that make both of us cry.
Yeah.
You know, like I think everybody can agree the Angel song, you know, the commercial they use for the ASPCA. Those kind of songs always make you cry.
That song's almost cheesy at this point, though. Like,
of an angel.
And it's been ruined.
Well, that made me cry because I see... I see our listeners like, just turning the channel.
Yeah.
Like an onion kind of cry.
Yeah. Not good.
What's the saddest song in your opinion?
Ooh. Saddest song ever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Watch, we can make Rochelle cry right now. A little Billy Joel on here.
Oh, that's not cool. A
little lullaby.
That's not cool. Not cool.
So dramatic. Oh, she's getting all filled up.
I don't want to.
Look at her welling up.
I can't even hear this song. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, see? Look, she's crying.
Good night, my angel.
It's not cool. Turn it off.
All right, I'll turn it off. But see, you know what? Those are happy tears because it makes you think of putting the kids to sleep when they were very little. So that's not, I'm talking about stuff that, like depressing music because you want to wallow in your own misery. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's just sad. Like, that's a sad song for me as a mom because I just, it like makes me think about them growing up and then I can't even talk about it.
But those are happy things, aren't they?
No, not for me. I want him to be little. Oh. You're a jerk.
Why am I a jerk? Because I made you cry right away.
Yes, it's not
your kids
okay.
are going to grow up and they're going to move away and... They're going to be adults, and you'll never see them.
You're the jerk, not me. That's terrible. Don't say that to her.
That's not nice.
He and I are sitting here singing Sarah McLachlan together. She's going to try and get me back, isn't she?
I don't have the free YouTube or the premium YouTube like he does, so I have a 10-second ad before the song.
I'm going to make you cry in just 1 second, but first, here's an ad for AOL.
That ruins the whole mood of the song. That's the worst.
Yeah, see, that's a very pretty song. And when I'm feeling depressed and miserable, I like to... Misery loves company.
1940s war song? This is Titanic stuff.
It's not Titanic.
I'm telling you.
It's not Titanic.
It was an honor playing with all of you.
Yeah, okay. We're almost there. Almost to the big Halloween weekend. A lot of things going on. Thank you for sending these into us. Go to our page on the website. You can also get us on any of our socials. Get up on our DMs. And we share these fun events, sometimes charity organizations trying to give back, make a difference by putting on a fun event, whatever the story is. Long Beach Island Foundation of the Arts and Sciences is presenting the Thomas Edison Film Festival. That's going on Friday at 7 o'clock. Purchase tickets, lbifoundation.org. These are all movies about Thomas Edison.
That's fun.
I don't know that that's the case at all. Is that the case? Is it about Thomas Edison?
I mean, it says it's about Thomas Edison, doesn't it?
I wonder who they get to play him. I think of who looks like Thomas Edison.
It's probably an actor with a wig on.
Jason Momoa.
Momoa will not be there. Do not advertise that.
No, I'm saying he kind of looks like him. So maybe there's a
He looks like Thomas Edison? What are you talking about?
I think he'd be great in the role.
Okay.
Hey, here's the light bulb.
Wow.
Well, this is nice. Hoofy was the nickname of Alex Hoffman, or Hoofy? I think it's Hoofy. Mm-hmm. He was a patrolman with the Barnegat Township Police Department. He passed away a few years ago. Oh. But in his memory, a festival created to support a memorial scholarship fund in his memory, which benefits high school students in the township, takes place from 11 to 7 this Saturday, 11 Birdsell Street. There's going to be food trucks, a beer tasting, live music, children's activities, craft vendors, fire pits, and there's an outdoor showing in the movie Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
as
fun.
It is Halloween weekend. It's $10. Children are free. For information, visit the PBA Facebook page. So just search PBA and it'll come right up. And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
And trick or treat in safety with the Boo Through happening at the Ocean County Mall parking lot October 29th. That's this Friday starting at 4 o'clock. Prizes for the best top three decorated cars. Go to tomsriver.org for all the info. And keep an eye out for 107.1 The Boss at the big Halloween costume contest. We'll be out in front of Jenkinson's Point Pleasant starting 7 o'clock on Saturday night. More details on all the events on our page, 107.1theboss.com. Just a few things we thought you would like to know this morning. Like, did you know Jason Momoa is going to play Thomas Edison?
Not. He's not.
But he
play.
Should.
But he's not.
But he should.
Okay.
We are Robbie, Rochelle, with intern Vince. I learned something about myself. I like a salon.
Okay. Please tell.
Well, you know this. You know this. My hair goes from long to short. Like, I've had several hairstyles in the time that you and I have worked together. Vinny's been with us for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Now, for a long time, I had the same haircut, and that was it. I had a haircut from, like, maybe 1 year old to about 10. I had the bowl cut. That was it. You know, the haircut, the standard kid haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the standard gentleman haircut, you know, a little short on the side, a little bit longer on the top, nice line on the back of your neck, had that same haircut, and I would gel it. Maybe I'd spike it a little bit when I get to be a teenager, but generally it was the same haircut for years and years.
Yeah.
With one exception, there was the orange mullet summer where I got drunk and put sun in my hair, and I tried to grow that out when I went on this vacation to Miami. But other than that, which was only for a few months, I had the same haircut for years and years until COVID. And then I used COVID as an excuse to say, you know what? You know, I'm not going to go to the barbershop. I'm not going to go to the salon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grow my hair out. And Vinny, you remember this. My hair got shoulder length. It was very, very long.
It was very long.
And then I decided, well, it's just unmanageable. I'm going to go ahead and cut it. And now, because you know, we keep bouncing around, I haven't settled on a person that I like. Yeah, so we tried the salon. We tried a barber, went back to a different salon. So I had been going to a salon, but now it's just inconvenient now that we've moved houses again to get over there.
Right.
So I tried a barber because I let it go like an extra month and my hair is getting unmanageable again. And I know all of this is very self-involved and that's not the point here. The point is I went to a barber and we come in there and the place smells like smoke.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And they're
not like pipe smoke, like smoke.
It smelled like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but that's a different deal than what I'm used to.
Right.
And then they're like...
It's like, where's the scent of lavender?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say, because I was used to going to a salon where it's pretty much all women.
Right.
And it's bright colors and everything. And there's flowers on the front desk. And this place had like a poster of a Ford Mustang. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a barber shop.
And they were playing loud, you know, Slipknot, you know, this crazy heavy metal music.
Uh-huh.
And again, all of this is fine. It's just very different from what I'm used to. And the guy was very nice and did a very nice haircut.
He did a great job.
We had a great conversation. I really, really liked the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is on me. I felt a little bit funny because I'm used to the foo-foo fancy salon thing. And so Rochelle says, you know, I would actually prefer to come to a place like this.
I would.
I felt more comfortable because being around all these girls, mm-hmm. you know, cutting hair makes me feel uncomfortable. Whereas I felt uncomfortable being with them because this guy also had two guys behind me that were coming out and everybody's, hey, bro, did you see the game the other night? I don't know what to say. I feel uncomfortable. I'm more comfortable with women. You were more comfortable with a bunch of dudes.
Why we were talking about the scores and I knew all the scores and I was good to go. And like, it's not that I dislike the salon. I like the salon. I like that atmosphere. I like getting my hair curled and foo-fooed.
I'll tell you something else that made me a little bit crazy that I love about the salon, right? Now, I came directly from the radio station. So I had something in my hair because I had combed my hair to come do the show in the morning.
He didn't wash it.
He couldn't wash it. He had no sink.
Yeah.
Other than a little sink to wash his hands.
It.
So he's just spraying water on my head and trying to cut around. Whereas when you go to the salon, they lean you back. They got this hot. You get basically like a sensual head massage.
Mm-hmm. So
hey, Vinny, you ever had a sensual head massage?
Not at a salon, no.
Well, so I have to ask you, is part of the allure of the salon that it's filled with women?
No, it's not that I'm there to gawk at women. And I know that's what you think. She always thinks I'm being a dirty old man, but that's not what it is. I just feel more comfortable making conversation and having that sort of a, you know, self-improvement experience with women rather than dudes because I never know what to say to men. Women want to talk about, have you seen the new show on Netflix? And I know I can talk about that. When it comes to, did you see the football game on Sunday? I got nothing.
What's football?
Right. I got nothing. So I feel like a dope. I feel like I can't be a part of what's going on there. So
yeah.
I feel more comfortable amongst all the women in the foo-foo setting than the dudes in the dudes setting.
Well, we'll just have to switch appointments from now on.
Yeah, I think that needs to happen because you get the salon.
I had a great time at the barbershop with you the other day. The guy slipped up and swore, and I was like, I promise, it's okay. Like, and I went off, and I said, he was like, oh, all right.
I'm like, watch your mouth. That's my wife. Vinny, you go to a barber or you go to the salon? You probably cut your own hair.
Yeah.
He goes to whatever's cheapest and available.
Exactly. Whatever I have a coupon for.
Yeah.
Got a guy named Bob going to the back of his car. Cuts my hair and I'm on my way. All right. Thanks for waking up with us. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. A very special edition of...
Whatever.
That's right. Whatever with Tiffany.
Whatever.
I mean, so usually we do kind of a bunch of these all in a row. Things that make you go, whatever. I've had it. I can't take it anymore.
Whatever.
Life is tough, right?
That's true.
But today there's just one.
Whatever.
There it is. We talked about this just last week about how I have a friend that is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah.
And Paul McCartney is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a bucket list, oh my God, now I can die kind of thing for me to get a chance to take a picture, shake hands with Paul McCartney. He is my favorite. He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most famous people that has ever walked this earth.
Yeah.
Sir Paul announced just yesterday that he is no longer taking selfies or signing autographs for fans.
Period.
Apparently Ringo, the other Beatle, started this 13 years ago, said no more autographs, no more pictures. He said he will occasionally pose for professional photographs, but Paul says, hey, would you get a little ropey photo with a poor backdrop and me looking a bit miserable?
Yeah.
What a bunch of grumpy Brits.
Whatever.
And it strikes me a bit, as far as autographs, strikes me a bit strange. Hero, can you write your name down on the back of this receipt? Why? Because you know who I am and I know who you are? Really weird when you think about it.
I will
say... You can see where he's coming from,
right? I think autographs are a little bit... I don't want to say outdated. I just think that, you know, you take a photo of the autograph and then you post it.
Yeah.
So you might as well just have the photo.
Yeah, I never understood the appeal of an autograph, even before selfies became the thing that they are now.
Right.
Hey, back off. I've got a Julian Edelman signed poster.
And what do you do? I bet you've taken a picture of it and you've posted the picture, right?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the autograph is cool. It's fine. I mean, that's great.
You know what? I get that. Matter of fact, we just went to a show not that long ago, had the artist sign the thing. So
yes.
I get that. I get when you've got a poster or you have a picture that you
that
took
cool.
And then they sign it. That I understand. But the people that would have an autograph book
mm-hmm.
where it's just a piece of paper and somebody signs it, or the people that have their shirt signed, I don't really understand what the appeal is of that. Photograph is forever, because then you get a visual representation of the moment mm-hmm. that you can remember forever, right?
I will tell you, I did have country artist Luke Bryan sign my T-shirt when I met him, and he signed it in a very fun place, and that was a fun autograph to get. So I will say I didn't necessarily mind Luke Bryan signing my T-shirt.
Also said that he has the ass of a chipmunk.
He does. So, it's flat. I don't get it. Like, I don't understand the appeal there.
I don't even know what that means, but that was what you
mine's
said.
Inverted.
Well,
it's just not, if I'm being honest, it's just not that great. I get that he shakes it, but like,
right,
he's got dad jeans on and they're falling down. It's not that great.
Tiffany?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Can we not talk about Luke Bryan and his behind? You and Vinny and Luke go in for butt surgery. But the point of this is, I think that, you know, it's one thing to say he won't sign autographs anymore, but now he's saying he won't take pictures. And I was worried that my friend who's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame might bump into him and get a chance to meet him and then take a picture. But he's saying he won't even do that. So he's making it even more difficult to get to him.
I feel like as artists get older, and there's actually some artists that aren't older, but as they get older, they don't want those selfie pictures taken. Because like you were talking about the other day with people posting photos where they're unedited. They don't want these unedited images of themselves out there because they're not made to look like that. I mean, I think social media has made us all so aware.
Okay, fine. But this is the only way, unless you're Queen Elizabeth,
He did say he would take some professional photos.
Yeah, so but I think he means when he's doing a photo shoot to be in the cover of Rolling Stone magazine or something. He doesn't meet with anybody unless you're already uber famous or something like that. So the best hope, the last best hope of a regular Joe like myself would be to catch him in the hallway and go, hey, Paul, can we take a quick picture?
Right.
Which is awkward already, but now we know that the answer is going to be no.
Well, you don't necessarily know that. I feel like that would be a really awkward thing.
So you think like if I met him and he liked me, then maybe he would allow it.
Yes, I think if he's in a group setting and people are like, they'll tell you beforehand, no photos, no autographs. If you ran into him in the hall, he's not going to be like, no, and just walk away.
But what if he did?
Well, then you're a lot. I don't know what to tell you.
Whatever.
I got to say this. If we ever were famous enough to, and occasionally we'll have people at a show that want to take a picture with us or something or ask us to sign something. It does happen.
It's weird.
It does happen.
It happened for me.
And we appreciate it.
I want to be able to turn someone down.
Well, that's why it doesn't happen.
No.
They can see a mile away that you're kind of a jerk. I would love this. I would love the idea of somebody wanting to take a picture with me. I would take a selfie with anybody and every fan that wanted to. I really would.
Mm.
If we were having dinner, I'll stop what I'm doing and take a picture. Don't you agree? Now, as long as you take your picture and get on your way, we're not going to stop and talk for half an hour.
I'll agree to do it if you do it with like a pretty Snapchat filter on it first, because I am the same way. I don't want your crappy picture.
Whatever.
Being posted and them seeing what I actually look like. There's a reason I'm in radio.
It's a very special edition of
Whatever.
Thank you, Tiffany. It's like every day is Mother's Day, at least at 7:20 and 9:20 for hashtag mom. God, we have moms, sometimes moms just like you, who use that hashtag, send us a thought and a little observation, a happenstance. They use the hashtag at any of our socials, and then we search them every morning, and we share them just like this at 7:20 and 9:20. Hashtag mom, M-O-M mom.
God,
sometimes featuring non-moms and dads.
At Real Life Mommy 3 said, you know you're a mom if you only use your iron for craft projects.
Yeah.
That's so true.
You got a little t-shirt business in the garage.
I don't even know if we own an iron, honestly.
No, I don't think we do.
At Chatty Chris said, there's an urban legend going around that one time a kid went on a 20-minute car ride without a tablet or a fidget toy.
Yeah, it was called 10 years ago. That's what that
probably
was.
At True Blue Devil said, my daughter kept trying to interrupt my work call to tell me something, so I put my boss on hold to listen to her, because that's called priorities, right? And then she forgot what she was going to say, and that's called having kids.
I don't understand, and I don't mean to be insensitive. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
But I don't understand these people who know that they are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they have kids in the house.
Yeah.
They know that there is nobody else in the house to watch the kids.
Okay.
So what they do is they say, I got a 20-minute Zoom call. I'm going to close the door and assume that the toddler is not going to open the door and come running in and interrupt the Zoom call. I don't understand why you don't see this happening.
You don't see it coming.
No, you know, like when you watch Marcus Funniest Home Videos, you see this kid, he's like, I'm going to ride a skateboard off a tree stump. You know it. I know it.
It's not gonna turn out well.
We all know it's not going to turn out well. Why, if you're on a Zoom,
Right.
Do you just let the kids run wild, close the door, and hope for the best? I just don't get it.
The best thing to do is just address the issue that there's a child in the house and that there will be an eruption.
Having said this, we had that happen with our cat.
We did. Yeah.
So maybe I should just shut up, you know?
Probably.
All right. Hashtag mom. 720, 920. Could hear yours. If you're on the go, you're busy today, you want to hear something again, whatever the deal is, you get the podcast. Just search Robbie and Rochelle. It's your favorite podcast platform. Or go to our page on the website. It should be right there for you. All right, a couple things trending this morning we thought you would like to know. Well, there's a mom in Texas. I don't know if she hooked up like, you know when the police say, pull over the car, pull over. You know what I mean? When they get the little walkie-talkie deal and the speaker on top of the car.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did this. I guess she used a microphone or something like that. But she pranks her son, dropping him off at school. And, of course, TikToks the whole thing.
Of course.
Ashton, don't forget how much I love you. I've loved you since the day I pushed you out of my hoo-ha.
Oh, my God.
Love you, baby.
That's awful.
Now, I know she's just pranking him, but on the other hand.
That's awful.
I think it's clear he has a stressful life.
Yes.
That was a lot.
Wow.
Imagine a husband's looking at the credit card bill. Honey, did we buy a police microphone for the roof of the car?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, I'm always fascinated with the Guinness World Records. There's a grocery store in Nebraska that has broken one by creating an ice cream sandwich that weighed in at 3,000 pounds.
Wow.
Here they are talking about that on the news out there in Nebraska.
Every donation is so important to us. This one is so special because we know that it's going to bring so much joy to families and children.
Oh, that's the deal. That's why they made this, is because they donated it to a food bank.
Oh, wow. Really?
And it's a nice thing, but couldn't they have made like a big vat of chicken soup or something healthy for people? We're going to give them all ice cream sandwiches.
Hopefully they have a big freezer to eat it quick.
Well, maybe like our five-year-old, you were a Super Mario fan. The voice of Mario is a guy named Charles Martinet. He said he will do it as long as he humanly can. He has been doing the voice for over 25 years. He is not the original voice of Super Mario, but he's been doing it for many years now. He's 66 years old. Here he is.
First, let me say, hello, it's me, Mario.
Can you imagine if you know who he is? He must have people coming up to him all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Asking him to do that.
I'm sure. I bet he's on Cameo and does that. He makes money. And if he's not, he should be.
Yeah, he'd be his business manager.
Yeah.
You know who I got right here?
It's me, Rochelle.
Well, this might be an example of too much time, too much money on his hands. And I know I was just talking. He had a game the other night. He scored 43 points all himself. But Steph Curry, basketball player, Golden State Warriors, making a holiday movie. It's not for Hallmark. It's for Amazon. And we call it The 12 Days of Christmas. It's about a guy who has no kids, but then for 12 straight days before Christmas, a different kid shows up at his house, and he's got to learn how to be a parent by taking care of a different kid every single day.
Okay.
What a heartwarming story when one man who doesn't like children has a different child show up at his home in Steph Curry Presents The 12 Paternity Tests of Christmas.
No!
I think they always used to be on the Comedy Channel, but Netflix has picked up the next big celebrity roast. It'll be the Jonas Brothers getting roasted. Number of celebrities showing up. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live is going to be the roastmaster.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers, and we have a very exciting announcement for you. Roasted. That's not quite how that works, Joe.
Maybe someone should explain to the Jonas Brothers the concept here.
I feel like Keegan is too nice to roast somebody. I don't know how I feel about him as a host. He's like such a funny, nice guy. It might be weird to see a different side of him.
I can see it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll be just fine.
You think he's just a jerk and he can just do it?
I don't know about that, but I mean, we're talking about the Jonas Brothers here. There's plenty of material to work with.
Good point.
Next year, a big year. You're getting a Flash movie with Michael Keaton back as Batman, and you're getting a Batgirl movie. This is other than Alicia Silverstone being part of the last Batman movie.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've ever gotten Batgirl on the big screen, and Brendan Fraser has signed on to be the villain in the movie.
I'm Batman.
Really?
He'll be playing 1990s Brendan Fraser.
Oh,
very annoying.
Poor Brendan Fraser.
Terrible actor.
Oh.
Well, it was sad last year, you might recall, that Keeping Up with the Kardashians wrapped up its 20 seasons over on E! But not to fear, the Kardashians have a new Hulu show. The premise of the show is cameras follow them around. They're home, driving around in their car, exactly what they did on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right? Kim says that you're going to see a different side of them that you've never seen before because they just had the plastic surgeon make it.
You can do it all. You can do whatever you want.
That's my guess anyway. Okay. Can't imagine what else we possibly haven't seen.
Okay.
That belongs to Kim Kardashian, if you don't know what I'm saying. Just Google it. You'll see everything you want to see.
That's true.
There's a new survey from parents.com. Ask people, what age are kids too old to go trick-or-treating? You know, I am a strong proponent of Halloween being just for little children.
Yeah.
12 was the most popular age. I'll get on board with that.
Okay.
But 26% of people say they don't believe anyone is ever too old for trick-or-treating, and these people are idiots.
Nope, I'm in that 26%.
That's ridiculous.
Go have fun. Why not?
Because you don't want, you know, Milton from The Office, who's 57, dressed up like Bart Simpson, walking down the street trying to collect candy from
whatever.
Just go buy your own, pal.
It's supposed
to be fun.
How about
this? If you have a job, you can't go trick-or-treating. How about that?
Okay, that's fair.
All right? If you're living in the basement... Maybe.
I'm very hungry.
Reese's has announced they're now selling peanut butter cups with crushed up potato chip pieces inside.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the brave, where we give our homeless giant ice cream sandwiches and we feed our children peanut butter cups with potato chips inside. Good God.
Okay.
And Orkin has just put out their annual list of the most rat-infested cities in America. Top five, no surprise, you get Chicago at number one. There's L.A., New York, Washington, San Francisco, all the big, big cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like when Ashley Madison put out a list of where the biggest cheaters were in the country.
Yeah.
Like, Orkin knows all your dirty secrets.
The same.
You got bed bugs? We know about it. And we're going to tell everybody. Happy holidays.
Uh-huh.
World-famous celebrity birthday file, Kelly Osbourne, 37. The Donald's ex, Marla Maples, 58. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, 63 today. And John Cleese from Monty Python, 82.
Egg and Spam. Egg, bacon, and Spam.
Speaking of Halloween, it is National Black Cat Day.
Aw, that's cute.
Now just remember, it's not black cats that are bad luck. It's all cats that are bad luck if they've just used a litter box and it's your turn to change it. There you go.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Welcome to Spooky Scary Halloween Week. Here with you, Robbie and Rochelle. Tell us a scary story in just four words. Now, I saw something similar on Facebook a day or so ago, which was ruin Halloween in four words.
Okay.
So these are almost interchangeable. Tell us a scary story in four words. Maybe your scary story is how then a whole night went awry.
Hmm. The clowns are hungry.
There you go. That's a whole horror movie in just four words.
Muffled cry, empty house. I didn't hit save.
Oh, man.
We need to talk.
You have that happen to you more than anybody I know.
What? Why I didn't hit save?
Yeah.
It's awful.
It happens to you all the time.
It's awful.
We'd just be sitting here. All of a sudden, she goes, bah! Like, what's the matter? My whole computer shut down. Why?
I don't understand.
I mean, all of us have problems from time to time. But
I don't know why I have to hit save every 10 seconds. Like, it's just very annoying. But, that's a very scary story every morning for
me. Well, maybe we should get you a laptop that's a little more reliable.
There you go. How about this one?
Yeah.
My mom is visiting.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying.
That's interchangeable. Your mom is visiting.
Well, my mom would never. Neither of our moms would visit. Let's be honest.
True.
Neither one of them
true.
Are coming. They're not coming anytime soon. We're good. You see where we're going with this? Tell us a scary story in four words. I have so many jokes about Trump that I want to make, and I'm just not going to
do it.
I'm just not going to
do
it.
Don't do it.
They're so easy,
don't
though.
Don't do it.
Or Alec Baldwin.
Don't do it. No, it's too soon. Don't do that.
No.
No.
Scary story in four words.
No. How about Charlie Sheen? You can go there.
Did he die? That's three words,
That's
though.
Three words.
All right.
The test
it was,
came back. No.
The That's test was positive?
Yeah, it was positive.
I see what you did there. Although, you got to give Charlie this. As far as I'm aware, he has not gotten COVID.
Well, he's got everything else, so, you know.
It's like the CVS receipt. There's somebody. It's like, probably, but we really can't.
We
don't have enough technicians to be able to do the blood work on this one, Mr. Sheen.
Not sure.
Well, we're going to be sued. So, we're going to be sued. Tell us a scary story in four words. That's He Said.
She Said.
Well, it's scary, spooky Halloween week. Here you go. Tell us a scary story in just four words.
Nick said, the pizza is burnt.
Smash Mouth is performing. I hate Smash Mouth.
Aaron said, did you hear something? Or, I knew my murderer. That's really scary.
I don't know if did you hear something. That's like part of a scary story. Well, I don't know if I can get on board with that
one. I guess it depends on your surroundings. That could be scary.
You're leaving me too many questions that are unanswered, okay?
All right, how about this? Keegan said, no more toilet paper.
Your name is Keegan? That's a scary story, too.
I mean, the name is Keegan.
That's a weird name.
Murder by neighborhood joker.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
Huh?
Okay.
Images of Jack Nicholson dancing in my head.
There you go.
Hi, Alice. Line one.
He ate my leftovers.
Yes. Yes. Awful story.
No, you'd be appreciative if I ate the leftovers because you do not like leftovers.
I would, but if I told you he ate my leftovers, that would be your nightmare.
I would assume that the cat Rick got into the fridge is what I would assume. I'd be like, oh my God, he figured out how to open a refrigerator door. Maybe he grew thumbs.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, it's Halloween week, of course. We're celebrating. Here with Robbie and Rochelle. Tell us a scary story in four words. Christmas movies are on.
That's not scary.
That's a scary. That's a scary situation. Thanks a lot, Hallmark Channel. Tell us a scary story in just four words. What do you got?
Jennifer said, alone, the door creaks.
That sounds like a sexy story. Hey, girl. I just was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd come to your door.
Creak.
If the door is creaked, don't come knocking.
No. Okay. Jason said, Internal Revenue Service calling. At least.
No, wait a minute. That's three words. Is calling?
Oh, Internal Revenue Service calling. He had it right. I said it wrong. Internal Revenue Service calling.
Oh,
that's
service.
Four words.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you can't count how many words are in that sentence, you probably have an issue on your taxes.
Probably. Lee might win here. His is wife checked browser history.
Scary story in four words.
Crypt, breath, cantaloupe, fart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I feel like I'm playing crosswords here. Starts with C, five letters. I will keep that going on the socials all day long. Tell us a scary story in four words. Robbie and Rochelle's He Said.
She Said.